Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're bringing you a special concert by the Annette Cohen Quartet from Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend 2013, recorded the last week of July on the main stage at McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Warden State Park. This is one of a series of concerts we're presenting from this year's festival. The clarinetist and saxophonist Annette Cohen was born in Tel Aviv and received her early musical training there, and continued at Berklee College of Music in Boston, where she encountered students from other musical cultures, notably Latin and South American, opening up new musical vistas for her. In New York, after graduating from Berklee, Annette Cohen continued to expand her musical horizons and hone her already considerable chops in a variety of settings. She started her own record label, Anzac Records, and has recorded 7 CDs as a leader, the latest being Claroscuro. She's been winning jazz polls and Downbeat and Jazz Times with great regularity. She's repeatedly named top clarinetist by the Jazz Journalists Association and has headlined at jazz festivals and major jazz clubs literally around the world. This was her first appearance at Jazz Port Townsend. Let's go on stage now at Jazz Port Townsend as artistic director John Clayton is introducing the members of the Annette Cohen Quartet.
We go back to our college days together. We formed the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra together along with my brother Jeff. And wow, let's welcome the great Jeff Hamilton on drums. And another one of my bass brothers who is from the Pacific Northwest. He lives in Seattle, and boy, can he play the bass. Say hi to Chuck Dierdorf. And this young woman, I'm loving witnessing her exponentially growing into this amazing, amazing musician. She already is that, but the growth continues, and it's a joy to welcome her to the stage. Say hi to Dawn Clement. And this next young woman, boy, you talk about, when you use the word joy, then you have to think of her. She is an amazing, you name it, whatever she touches, she's going to make music out of it, with it. And wow, if you don't know her music, fasten your seatbelts. Please welcome the great Annette Cohen.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. How about Don Clement on the piano? The amazing Don Clement. Chuck Dierdorf on the bass. One of Seattle's own. And our Rolls Royce, Mr. Jeff Hamilton on the drums. Watch your head.
And Annette Korn on clarinet in this concert coming to you from Centrum's Jazzport Townsend on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. The first tune the quartet played was the theme song for the Artie Shaw Orchestra, led by the great clarinetist Artie Shaw. That was Nightmare. And then we heard Jitterbug Waltz, great Fats Waller tune. The Annette Korn Quartet continues with a composition by pianist Jimmy Rolls called The Peacocks.
Thank you.
right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jimmy Rawls, for this beautiful song.
You're listening to the Annette Cohen Quartet, recorded in concert during Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU.
And we're going to play one more song for you, because there's a lot of music happening around town, and we want you guys to run to those clubs after we're done. The experience of jazz and the experience of this music, they're just bringing people together, and I'm constantly in awe to this music. So thank you very much for being here. And once again, I would like to thank the amazing Jeff Hamilton on the drums. Chuck Deardorff on the bass. And my friend, my sister in jazz, Don Clement, i.e. Red Shoes. So, as my tradition, we're gonna go to Brazil for the last song, and gonna leave you with a choro, C-H-O-R-O. This song is by the great master of the choro genre, one of them. His name is Pixinguinha. If you don't read Portuguese, it's spelled, you're going to pronounce it as Pixinguinha. Okay? And the song is called Uma Zero, which is 1-0, because it's about soccer and it's Brazil. Like, hello. Okay, so thank you guys. Thank you for supporting jazz.
Cohen, ladies and gentlemen. Anat Cohen. Don Clement on piano. Chuck Dierdorf. Jeff Hamilton on drums. Anat Cohen, ladies and gentlemen.
You've been listening to a concert by clarinetist Anat Cohen's quartet, recorded during Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend the last weekend of July. That last tune, Humesero, is contained on Anat Cohen's latest CD titled Claro Scuro. And our thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show. And thanks also to John Clayton, Greg Miller, and all the staff at Centrum. And a special thanks to Rick Chen and Neville Pearsall, who provided house sound and assistance with recording this concert. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. In the time remaining on today's program, we're going to take a look at some of the upcoming jazz events around the Sound and hear some music by some of the artists who are appearing. Today, Jay Thomas Big Band is playing at 4 o'clock at Tula's, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 8. Tonight is the last night of the current engagement for the Stanley Clark Band playing at Jazz Alley. The Reptet is at the White Rabbit in Fremont, and the Karim Khandi Band is at the Triple Door Music Aquarium. Monday night, the Royal Room Collective Musical Ensemble is appearing at the Royal Room. On Tuesday, Jim Rotondi will be in town playing with George Colligan at the piano at Tula's. And Lee Ritenour and Larry Goldings with Peter Erskine will be playing Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Also on Tuesday, the Eastside Jazz Club presents Eugenie Jones singing and the first public showing of the film Lady Be Good about women instrumentalists. And that will be at the Courtyard Marriott on Tuesday night. Wednesday, Jim Rotondi will be back at Tula's with a different ensemble featuring five trumpets in addition to his own. Thomas Marriott, Jay Thomas, Jim Sisko, and Sid Potter will be joining him on the stand. And then on Friday, Natalie Cressman, trombonist, brings her quartet to Tula's. Steve Griggs presents the Panama Hotel Project, continuing on successive Saturdays through 21st of September at 6th and Main at the Panama Hotel in the International District. The concerts are at 2 p.m. and they are free. Well worth taking in. Some very interesting and introspective music. And the Anton Schwartz Quartet will be playing at Tula's on Saturday night. For more info and other good places to go for live jazz, you can check the KPLU calendar as well as seattlejazzscene.com and the Earshot jazz calendar at earshot.org. Here's some music from Jim Rotondi, who is incidentally playing tonight, the second night of an engagement at the Cellar in Vancouver, and then in Seattle at Tula's on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Jim Rotondi says he wrote this piece after a visit to the Cellar, and he calls it Blues for BC, with David Hazeltine at the piano, John Weber bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, Jim Rotondi on trumpet. Thank you. That's Anton Schwartz on tenor sax from his San Francisco days, with Paul Nagel on piano, John Shiflett on bass, and Jason Lewis on drums. That was an original by Anton Schwartz titled Don't Ask. And he's going to be playing on Saturday night with a quintet at Tula's. Before Anton Schwartz, we were listening to Jim Rotondi on trumpet with David Hazeltine piano, John Weber bass, and Joe Farnsworth on drums, and a tune titled Blues for BC, which he says he wrote on the occasion of playing another time at the Cellar in Vancouver, BC, where he is tonight, as a matter of fact. And he'll be in Seattle playing at Tula's on Tuesday and Wednesday. Jim Rotondi, wonderful trumpet player and composer. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.